Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are so amazing, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that your spirit would be over this message and that anyone listening would be encouraged in you and that they would see you clearly and they would be aware as to what's getting in the way of following you and just looking and running after you. So by your spirit, Lord, I pray that you would produce that if it's your will. In your name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can subscribe to these audio boo podcasts by typing in Michael Ryan's Booze in iTunes search. You can also go to letsworshipjesus.com and also check out some stuff there about Jesus, and you'll find these podcasts there as well. Let's jump right in. I'm kind of speaking very generally in this podcast. But I'm going to start off from Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Under these circumstances, and by the way, verse in chapter 11, Jesus had just finished just railing in on the scribes, the Pharisees, the lawyer, all just giving it to them, just telling them about themselves, telling them about the hypocrisy. And many people were gathering. It was an intense atmosphere. So it's saying, under these circumstances, after so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were stepping on one another, he began saying to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. I think this is, you know, such a message for all of us, that we beware that we aren't being hypocrites. I mean, now, because we're sinful, that's our nature to be hypocrites. That's our inclination. That's our default to go to hypocritical mode. But, I just want to expose something about the Pharisees that I know that I do, and I know that you do. We all do it. But the Pharisees, I mean, if you notice, Jesus Christ was constantly breaking the law in their book. We know that Jesus Christ was sinless. He died for you. He died for me. He became perfect. He followed the law perfectly. He followed everything that we couldn't perfectly. We're going to be judged according to the law. But if we have Jesus Christ, we'll be under grace. But if you don't, you're going to be judged according to the law. And Jesus Christ walked that law perfectly. He carried it out till its entirety without any stumbling whatsoever. And that's why we're able to receive his perfection. But the Pharisees consistently accused him of breaking the law. How is that? How is that the Pharisees accused him consistently of breaking the law, namely the Sabbath? And I'll tell you how. The Pharisees, you know, and I encourage you to go do some research on it, go look into it. There are people who study this stuff intensely, Jewish rabbinical culture at that time. But for all intents and purposes, the Pharisees were trying to set up a hedge. There were these laws from the Torah that were given for how to observe the Sabbath, among many other laws. And basically, they were trying to set up a hedge so that people did not violate these laws. There were their own man-made traditions and commandments that were to stop people from breaking the law and transgressing, because if you didn't do their commandments, then you wouldn't end up going and doing God's law. But they missed the spirit of the law. They got so focused on creating these detailed, ridiculous, absurd, manly, fleshly commandments that it just nullified what God was trying to do with his own laws. Like, they created their own law so that people didn't have to worry about God's law. You know, so by the irony is that by trying to not break God's law, they broke it by adding to it and creating their own law and completely nullifying the law of God. So when you're reading the scriptures and you're seeing that they're accusing Jesus Christ of breaking the Sabbath, he's not breaking the Sabbath. He's not breaking the Sabbath. He's breaking their version of the Sabbath. He's breaking their tradition and their man-made commandments. He's not breaking the Sabbath rules that the Lord has set. And so I tell you that we do the same thing. You see, the Pharisees are hypocrites because they're so focused on their own traditions, their own perspective. They take so much pride in their own piety based on their own awareness or their own It's their perspective, their man-made perspective of what holiness is. They carry those things out, and then they pat themselves on the back and judge other people for not doing it. And they missed Jesus Christ in the process. They missed Jesus Christ. They walk around thinking that they're spiritual when they're really just walking by their own laws, their own rules, and judging people according to it. And friends, you and I do the exact same thing. And I'll tell you how. We miss Jesus Christ in our personal lives because we keep trying to put Jesus Christ down to our own individual, personal standards. We say, oh, my expectation is that if God loves me, if God cares about me, he's going to behave and act like this. I shouldn't have these problems. I shouldn't experience these circumstances. I shouldn't go through these sufferings. You know, the Messiah must look like this. You see, one of the reasons why the Jews had a difficult time accepting the Messiah, accepting Jesus Christ, is because they were expecting him to be what they thought he was going to be. Another thing is just, it's their, they were suffering from the disease of their own flesh. You know, it's just like putting their own flesh and its expectations above everything else stopped them from seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm saying to you, beware of that. Beware of it. Beware of putting your own expectations on God, your own expectations on people, a load that you can't even put on yourself, that you can't even carry out on your own. You put that on other people. That's what the Pharisees were doing. They're creating this detailed, ridiculous, absurd list of commandments that they could not carry out on their own, a burden that they couldn't even bear on other people, and then judging other people accordingly. And I'm saying, friends, I really don't ever want us to look at the Pharisees and the people who judge Jesus as, oh, those are the people who are really bad. I mean, I know I can be like them, but no, they're kind of distinct in their own. I'm telling you that we are all of the same ilk. We're all of the same sinful nature. We do the same thing to Christ. We turn our back to Jesus Christ all throughout the day because of our own agenda of what we need. And we think that Jesus Christ is not what we need right now. The Pharisees did not think that Jesus Christ is what they need. They thought that their expectations, their perspective of their world is what they needed. And they put Jesus to the side. And they ignored him. You know, and they sought him to be killed because it became an inconvenience for their life. And how many times do we crucify Jesus Christ? Because we decide to gonna walk our own route. We completely box prayer out, praying to him, speaking to him, communicating to him, knowing him. It's like we just cast him aside. You know, we cast him aside. It's like we seek to just put him away and put him off somewhere else because our life is too inconvenient. We need to understand our problems right now. We need to work through our issues with our own logic. We need to figure out our problems with our own man-made tools. We look at self-help books and we go and we ask other people's opinion, never once thinking to go and seek the Lord Jesus Christ, to go and ask God himself for the help, for the answer to our problems. You know, it says, and I think it's the book of Hosea, that they wail in their beds all night long, but no one calls out to me. You know, and it's like we have an expectation that, and we have an agenda that is so important that we forget God. We forget God. We miss his agenda. It seems like a lot that I'm giving you right now, but honestly, we are like the Pharisees. We're hypocrites. We say that we're spiritual. We say that we know the Lord, but then really all we know is our own perspective, our own agenda, our own expectation of what we think God is. And that's what we walk by instead of just pure and devotional worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to know that you're not walking in the leaven of the Pharisees, I would just purely worship and seek Jesus Christ completely. Because when you start opening up the scriptures and you start making them about anything other than Jesus Christ, you will fall into the trap of the Pharisees. When the Pharisees opened up the scriptures, they weren't seeing the Messiah. When the Pharisees opened up the scriptures, they were seeing their own justification. They were seeing things that were good to talk about. They were seeing theological discussions. They were seeing debates. They were seeing how they can make themselves look better. And I'm telling you, the Bible is full of good things. But you've got to open up the scriptures and see Jesus Christ. Jesus says in John 5:39, "You search the scriptures," speaking to the Pharisees, "thinking that in them you have eternal life." You think that having theological discussions, you think that going to church, you think that talking about theological topics like tongues and female pastors and all these other things make you spiritual, when it's not life. It's these that testify of me. When they're speaking about female pastors, when we're speaking about tongues, we need to be thinking about Jesus Christ. We need to be thinking about edifying and worshiping and exalting Him. That's where life comes from. How many times have you had a theological conversation with somebody about something, and you walk away from it feeling anything but life, feeling anything but the spirit, fruit of the spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? You don't feel any of that. If anything, you feel bitterness, contempt, anger, a lack of self-control, not being able to listen because the person's provoking you and you're trying to make your point and they're trying to make theirs. That's not the spirit of God. So I'm just going back to say, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of looking at the scriptures, looking at things that are spiritual, looking at your life and creating your own agenda, creating your own list of rules that you hold other people to and you hold the Messiah to. And as a result, you miss out on the abundant life. You miss out on the abundant life, friends. This is the word. I'm preaching to you the word, and that's Jesus Christ. Just see Him. Focus your eyes on Jesus Christ. Fix your attention on Jesus Christ. When you speak to people about Christian things, speak to them about Jesus Christ. Don't let conversations get on the topic of genealogies and disputing things like, you know, female pastors and tongues and spiritual gifts and you know, all these things that just don't matter. Honestly, I mean, they divide us. They divide us. They really divide us. I mean, people are going to be just on the left side and on the right side, and the world's going to be watching, like, look at these Christians. They can't get themselves together. But if we would just focus on Jesus Christ, if we would allow Him and Him only to be our common ground, let Jesus Christ, worshiping Him, exalting Him, following what He says, let His words be our common ground. Let glorifying and worshiping Him be our common ground. And let the Lord weed out everyone else. And you know, I know that may sound, you know, scary, and it's difficult because that would mean that there are going to be people in our midst who disagree with us. There are going to be people who may be doing and saying things that we may not agree with. And that's difficult. But I would just encourage you that if you really want to have unity with people, start making your relationship with them based on Jesus Christ. Honestly, start making your fellowship with people based off Jesus Christ. What has He done for you? What's He doing? What's He doing for me? I'm saved by grace. I thank Him for that. What are you excited about Jesus Christ today? What do you praise the Lord Jesus Christ today? Just making your fellowship based on Jesus and not getting involved in these religious arguments, you know, and in your personal life. Just seeing the Lord Jesus Christ and being really on the alert for hypocrisy, on the alert for putting things on other people that you don't have to yourself. You don't carry out yourself. I mean, there's just so many different ways that we can come like Pharisees. You know, it's hypocrisy. It's just, it's hypocrisy, really. I mean, and there's just so many levels to the hypocrisy. There's so many aspects to it. But I'm just saying, don't even worry about all the different aspects of hypocrisy. Just see Jesus Christ and you'll stay away from that. Just be repenting and resting in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you won't worry about the leaven of the Pharisees. You won't have to worry about stumbling in that area. If you just keep yourself in prayer, keep yourself in devotion to Him, keep yourself in His presence and in His love. It's not a burden to be praying to the Lord. You know, when you're praying to the Lord as a quota, as trying to meet some standard, then it becomes a burden. But if you're praying to the Lord because you believe that He's in you and you believe that His presence is near you, amen. When you believe that and you're enjoying that, prayer becomes a treat. Prayer becomes a state of mind, a state of being as a believer. And you won't worry about the leaven of the Pharisees. You won't have to worry about that because you're in communion with Jesus Christ. You can't be in communion and fellowship with Jesus Christ and then also be walking in your hypocrisy. Because friends, you are a hypocrite. We are a hypocrite. I am a hypocrite. Amen. We have a sinful flesh, a sinful nature on us that will make life about our own agendas, our own needs, our own standards, will be unfair, will make double standards. That's our flesh. We only care about satisfying our own needs. And when someone isn't trying to do that, we don't want to have anything to do with them. We sometimes don't even feel like wanting to worship God or open up the scriptures and see God because we don't want to get taken away from our own sinful agenda. Or habit. I mean, we're hypocrites, friends. Honestly, look at yourself. We have a tendency to self-destruct. That's why I'm saying be in the presence of Jesus Christ. Be in communion with Jesus Christ. Be satisfied and filled and delight in His presence. Delight in His presence. Let Him be your pleasure all day long, and you won't have to stumble, friends. You won't. You really won't have to. Amen. So, I just pray that you're blessed by that. I pray that you are just blessed, just to keep your mind focused on Jesus Christ. Don't anymore get caught up in religious discussions. Honestly, just walk away from them. Be praying for people. Be envisioning people worshiping your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's how I do it. You know, when sometimes people can make you upset. People can come across in a certain way that, you know, upset you. And then we don't want to be like the Pharisees and start judging them. You know, because the minute we start judging, we judge ourselves because we have the same sinful nature. We need forgiveness. I encourage you, when you start seeing other people who may be acting in a way that's inappropriate, I encourage you to pray for them, to imagine them worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, to pray that they would go and bow their knee to Jesus and just be following Him. Amen. That's the best thing you can do for people who offend you, who hurt your feelings, who aren't walking in the right way, to just pray for them. Honestly, I'm not saying it like, oh, just pray for them. I'm saying just beg God to just cause His Spirit to make them surrender and to just desire to seek Him. Because that's the most satisfying thing, when we have a world of people who are just thirsty for Jesus Christ, thirsty for His living water. Amen. So that's how we deal with difficult people. We just repent. We know that we're difficult, and we just pray that they get the same spiritual experience that we get of Jesus Christ living in them and abounding in them. Amen. That's what we got to do. It's got to be about Jesus Christ, all about Him, all about Him. Even when we don't feel like it, that's the best time. That's the best time, because that's when you know you have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When you're still trying to seek Him and you don't even feel close to Him. You don't even feel anything, but you're seeking Him. That's when you know that this is above and beyond just some butterfly in your stomach, emotional zeal, that this is real between you and the Messiah. Lord Jesus, I just thank You for Your Spirit. I thank You that Your Spirit can do all the work, Lord. I thank You for the fact that I can just speak and know that that Your Spirit does it. Lord, I'm nothing, God. I'm nothing. Lord, You are the one that's impressive, Lord. You are the one that will do Your will. And I pray that whoever's listening, whoever You choose to reveal Yourself to, whoever You choose to convict, You do that with them, Lord Jesus Christ. You are good. You are holy. You are wonderful. You are kind. Fill us up with You, Son of God. Fill us up with You. Remind us that we need You 24/7 for eternity. For eternity. So, Lord, we praise You and we worship You in Your name. Amen.